The Message. Jesus is the Christ, the testimony of Latter-day Prophets. The Lord Jesus Christ invited, "Learn of me and listen to my words. Walk in the meekness of my spirit, and you shall have peace in me." Doctrine and Covenants 19, verse 23. As you know, this verse is this year's mutual theme scripture. Have you thought about how you will learn of him and listen to his words? One way we learn of him is through the presidents of the church. As Latter-day Prophets who've been called to be special witnesses of Christ, they have testified and continue to testify of the Savior's divine premortal, mortal, and postmortal roles in Heavenly Father's eternal plan. Premortal life. President Joseph Fielding Smith, 10th president of the church, said, "We know that salvation is in Christ, that he was the firstborn son of the eternal Father, that he was chosen and foreordained in the councils of heaven to work out the infinite and eternal atonement, that he was born into the world as the Son of God, and that he has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." President Harold B. Lee, 11th president of the church, said, "The Son of God had the power to make worlds, to direct them. He came here as the only begotten Son to fulfill a mission, to bring about salvation to all mankind. By giving his life, he opened the door to resurrection and taught the way by which we could gain eternal life." President Ezra Taft Benson, 13th president of the church, said, "Jesus Christ was and is the Lord God omnipotent." See Mosiah 3, verse 5. "He was chosen before he was born. He was the all-powerful creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the source of life and light to all things." Mortal life. President Wilford Woodruff, 4th president of the church, said, "The object of Christ's mission to the earth was to offer himself as a sacrifice to redeem mankind from eternal death. There is no being that has power to save the souls of men and give them eternal life except the Lord Jesus Christ, under the command of his Father." President Heber J. Grant, 7th president of the church, said, "Jesus is the Redeemer of the world, the Savior of mankind. He came to teach us the character of God, and by example and precept pointed out the path which, if we walk in it, will lead us back into his presence. He came to break the bands of death with which man was bound, and made possible the resurrection by which the grave is robbed of its victory and death of its sting." President Spencer W. Kimball, 12th president of the church, said, "Jesus Christ has influenced humanity more than anyone else who ever lived. He healed the sick, restored sight to the blind, cast out evil spirits, restored life to the dead, provided comfort to the oppressed, spread the good news of the gospel of love, testified of the Father, taught the eternal plan of salvation, and laid the groundwork for an organization that would provide for the salvation of man, his church." Post-mortal life. President Joseph Smith, 1st president of the church, said, "The fundamental principles of our religion are the testimony of the apostles and prophets concerning Jesus Christ, that he died, was buried, and rose again the third day, and ascended into heaven, and all other things which pertain to our religion are only appendages to it." President John Taylor, 3rd president of the church, said, "He vanquished death, hell, and the grave, and arose triumphant as the Son of God, the very eternal Father, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, the Redeemer, the Savior of the world. He triumphed over all and forever ascended to the right hand of God." President Howard W. Hunter, 14th president of the church, said, "I bear solemn and grateful witness that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior of the world. Certainly, he is the center of our worship and the key to our happiness. Let us follow the Son of God in all ways and all walks of life. Let us make him our exemplar and our guide." President Gordon B. Hinckley, 15th president of the church, said, "I cannot be grateful enough for the atonement wrought by my Savior and my Redeemer. Through his sacrifice at the culmination of a life of perfection, that sacrifice offered in pain unspeakable, the bonds of death were broken, and the resurrection of all became assured. Beyond this, the doors of celestial glory have been opened to all who will accept divine truth and obey its precepts. Sidebar: thankful for him. I am thankful for Jesus Christ's loving kindness and for his open invitation to come unto him. I testify of Jesus Christ as the Master Healer. Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, the Creator, the Great Jehovah, the Promised Emmanuel, our atoning Savior and Redeemer, our Advocate with the Father, our Great Exemplar. And one day we will stand before him as our just and merciful Judge. President Russell M. Nelson, 17th President of the Church. End of the article, Jesus is the Christ, the Testimony of Latter-day Prophets. Read by Scott Christopher.